Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Another government shutdown as predicted yesterday. And, you know, the results of this are always great theater. It's just on Newsmax. And the Democrat, his arguments about Obamacare and the fraud that's probably involved with this, why would we extend it? It was supposed to be just through COVID. Is these are really entrepreneurs. These are really people that work for themselves on Obamacare, and they need that coverage. Are you buying that? It was refreshing. They just emailed me. They already want to have the two of us back, Henry. I don't know if we can do it tomorrow. That's a hike for you to get in here. But, yeah, was that an assurance? I said, well, give us 10 minutes the next time. All right. It's a Democrat, though, with a flag behind him, even though it's a wall flag. The whole wall is painted into a flag, which is nice. So we need a big flag, Henry, tomorrow. Kirk, take the first segment, go out and get a giant American flag. I need a bigger one than the Democrat if we do this tomorrow. You got that? It's on the budget. It's on the budget. It's in there.
Okay.
I know it's in there somewhere. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Today, the shutdown, a lot in the news, but also want to talk about the whole notion. Oh, I have point 13 in the 14 points of the Chester County Democrats, how to spot a fascist. And they say they're sorry to have the series ending on their Facebook page and other sites. Maybe they should continue it. There's got to be 100 ways to spot a fascist. So, Henry, I think for a side, we have to do at some point something like 100 ways to tell that this is a bad date and get the hell out of it. Something like that. You know, I love the 100 ways or 100 people thing on that. But we got a great side question today. So I'll get to that. The NFL situation. I have a cut from the Glenn Beck show. The NFL situation with Bad Bunny tells us that this has really boiled up into a huge, huge deal. And ICE in Chicago, five people arrested and charged, and ICE landed on one building in a helicopter to get the advantage. I mean, this stuff is just incredible. All right, so the Communist Chinese Party flag. I was at the ZOA dinner and seated at the table with the great Dr. Victoria Coates, who was being honored that night. And Dr. Victoria said she was she's very thorough. Was checking it out and would bet, though, that the city of Philadelphia was going to raise the Chinese Communist Party flag. I think it's the anniversary of the Communist Chinese Party over City Hall. And they did it yesterday. I'm not sure if it's still up or not. Now, this was by their goofball tourism people to say that they are going to do this in honor, in conjunction with our sister city, some name in China that I don't see, that's the Philadelphia of China. Now, think about it. The birthplace of America. So what does this tell us? What's the takeaway? What does this tell us? That these people would raise the Chinese, Communist Chinese Party flag. It's that they don't have respect for the American flag. They don't understand the significance. They think it's just a little, hey, we're waving to the tourism city like the portal or something over in China. That's what they think it is. Or they don't think people are going to say, are you kidding me? This is the existential nation, a threat to the world. We can't play nice with them in this manner. What about the Uyghurs? We hear about that all the time, and rightfully so, that are in captivity and slavery producing goods for the Communist Chinese Party. What about what they do around the world? How in the world could even Philadelphia raise the Communist Chinese Party flag over the city of Philadelphia? I don't know if other cities have done this or would do. And Dr. Coates told me about that and called it out then, that that's what she was hearing they were planning on doing. And I'm looking at the Inquirer doesn't have anything on it, of course. I'm looking at a letter from the House Select Committee on Communist China. Remember that in the beginning when they took over the Republicans? They came up with a committee that focuses in on Communist China. Why? Because they're the threat to us in the world. That's why we need 10 committees on them. And the letter from this Representative Molinar to Philadelphia, do not raise the People's Republic of China, the Communist Chinese Party flag. This was sent a while ago, I think on September 25th is the press release to Philadelphia, not to raise the flag. And just when it looks like Philadelphia, other than Krasner, is not, as radical as you would think they are, they raise the Communist Chinese Party flag. No one can raise that flag. No one should raise, essentially, it's rare that we should have a lot of these flag raisings. But I guess they think it's like the LGBTQ. Yeah, what would happen to that, people that raise that flag? What would happen to them in China? You know exactly what would happen to them there. Why in the world do we continue to go down this path? Because that's who these people are. And they don't get the significance of raising that flag. It's not about tourism. It's not about can't we all get along. No, we can't get along with the Communist Chinese. We don't have to directly attack them. That's not going to happen. But we have to beat them in the long run. How in the world do you work in God? Or is it they just don't care? They're sympathetic to communism. It's one or the other. All right. So all that is going on. Here is the Chester County now. Maybe the Chester County Democrats might give us a 14-pointer on this. Yesterday, if you missed the show, and I was out in Warrington last night, great time with my friends in Bucks County, particularly those that are school board members, Warrington Republicans going strong. Guy Shiraki introduced me. Guy without a note in the world stood there and just wove together so many different things. And what he said about me in the end was kind of embarrassing. I'm not going to repeat it. It was that. It was too much, Guy. Come on. Too much.
Well, now I got to know.
Okay. Well, he said, and nobody in this area knows more of the combination of education and politics. This was an education group than I do.
Aww.
Then he goes, he takes a breath and goes, maybe in the state. Come on, Guy, take that maybe out of there. Next time he introduces, I want Guy to be the official introducer.
Oh, yeah, we can get that going.
He's got, and next time, why not the country? You know, why not?
The entire planet?
Who's going to jump? That's it. Who's going to jump up and say otherwise? Is somebody going to say, I object? We'll escort him out. Yeah, we'll escort him out. And he ended by saying, and he has a great sense to say gravy, not sauce.
Oh, no.
And the room erupted into applause. And I looked at a couple of sauce people who weren't clapping and said, don't you guys want to go and get another wine? Maybe you don't want to hear this. But thanks to the Bucks County people, Dana Hunter. Just so many years, so many different things with them. And it was in a firehouse that this all happened yesterday, right out there, Maple Avenue in Warrington. Really nice spot, great night, and thanks to Guy. The thing they were most intrigued about, though, is when I talked about the Chester County Democrats posting their 14 How to Spot a Fascist points. I'm now looking at... We continue to give outlook on our 14 points. You know what? I don't see the number here. This might be number 12 or 13. Disdain for intellectuals. See, if we have, oh man, talk radio, eggheads. We are fascist if you have disdain for intellectuals and the arts. The arts. Yeah, maybe we don't think Bad Bunny ought to be at the Super Bowl. Fascist! Maybe we think some of these, quote, experts and, quote, intellectuals at a place like Harvard don't know too much and want a lot of money. Fascist nations tend to promote and tolerate the open hostility to higher education in academia. It's not uncommon for professors and other academics to be censored or even arrested. Free expression in the arts is openly attacked, and governments often refuse to fund the arts. How about if they fund them themselves? That seems reasonable. We don't have to look too far or probe deeply to see that Trump and his supporters are what they're doing here. Higher education has never been more under attack, with those attacks aimed at what MAGA feels undermines its worldview. Diversity. Real history. Yeah. Art as free expression. Comedy as a traditional form of commentary. Oh, man, you fascist. You don't get Jimmy Kimmel. You're a fascist. Basic cultural and scientific research all under attack, from the Kennedy Center to the Smithsonian to major colleges and universities that administration is seeking to intimidate, to shape arts and education to its agenda while accusing those it seeks to silence with having done the same. You can read it all about it above in these links. When you stifle free speech, when you dumb down education, when you make artists afraid to paint, to speak or sing out, you create a vacuum you can fill. Donald Trump and those behind him know this. Resist. Vote to restore quality education, free speech, and artistic freedom. Wow. Out there in horse country, they are fighting. Thank God they're on the front line so that artists can paint. Okay, Henry, do we have, yes, it's seventh day. We've spoken. We have some sound now. okay. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. We had a meltdown to start the show here.
There's got to be a bug there at around 12 o'clock every day. Something like this happens. Okay. Here is, there was a lot of commentary. Here is Maxine Waters. I want to start with this on the shutdown. This is cut eight. Now, it is Maxine Waters. I've gotten Maxine Waters on twice on my shows over the years, and there was a hang up about 10 minutes into it both times. So I know the territory. All these representatives come out to the steps of the Capitol yesterday and are talking about, well, what is the shutdown about? And one of the key points Republicans are making is it's about not funding people that one way or another are here illegally for health care, in addition to the Obamacare battle. So here is a reporter talking to Maxine Waters about what is this really all about? Cut eight.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans will be furloughed.
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
There we go.
We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, you keep, that's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No, I'm just
you're
asking
divisive.
Questions.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, that's
you're being
what...
divisive. No, please. Don't. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to save health care for all people. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So it is people that are here illegally, in addition to which, as I said, 60% of people have not had any kind of claim over these extended Obamacare since COVID. And it leads Ron Johnson and others to believe there's a lot of fraud and abuse here because the name on there is not getting any services. Who is getting that money? 60% of the people we're talking about. And Republicans want to get to the bottom of that. Will Democrats negotiate that? So I see this not going excessively long. Three Democrats already are voting with the Republicans on this. This is about Schumer, who the last time around, you know, there was a reasonable accommodation both sides. Under incredible pressure from AOC, primary, among other things, the progressive wing, they just want to fight. And Trump is luring them into a situation where this time around, the polling fairly is pretty even. In fact, I would say more people are blaming Democrats for the shutdown than Republicans. Some blame both. But what I'm saying is this is not like the usual, where the media and others immediately out of the box, although the Democrat I was debating on Newsmax today immediately went back to Ted Cruz shutting down the government the last time. He brought up Ted Cruz to link that to President Trump. So they'll try. But maybe the shutdown stuff is a little bit more equal. They still have the advantage in public opinion because of the media, but not much. It's pretty close here. So how can they play this out, keep this going, and exactly what is it that they want? The spending would be over $1 trillion. So let's just hope Republicans stand firm on this, and so far they have, and Fetterman and a couple of other Democrats have already voted with the Republicans in the Senate. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Boy, yesterday, I loved the blasphemy question, blasphemous day. A lot of people last night in Warrington came up with a side question. They all had answers and all that. I thought we'd have to give a prize. Today, Henry, is the anniversary, and it was billed as Thrilla in Manila, right?
That is correct.
All right, so we're looking, and Muhammad Ali has a couple of what we've seen here, of either an event or even a product. The way that it's billed, the catchphrase, the thing that it's remembered as, that sums up everything. That's what we want to know and hit us with. Henry, you suggested War of the Worlds yesterday.
Yeah.
That's an all-timer.
Yeah. I mean, it's become more than the radio broadcast that freaked everyone out. It's become a very good movie with Tom Cruise and a very bad one with Ice Cube.
Yeah. All right. I don't know about the Tom Cruise. You thought that was a pretty good
movie. Oh, I think that's a great movie. Yeah. Him, Dakota Fanning.
That Dakota Fanning creeps me out as a child actor. Oh, my God, the stuff. She doesn't do any role. She would have tagged in for Linda. By the way, The Exorcist was on last night.
Mm.
And the greatest scene in The Exorcist to me, I'm a fan. I think you are, too. Taking one for the team. You know, it's a ninth inning. You stick your shoulder in there and get hit with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. It's when Father Damien jumps in and says, take me to the devil, and then throws himself out a window.
Trust tree?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's on my list. It's been, but I can't deal with like the pea soup. That stuff like skeeves me out.
Yeah. Well, Linda Blair, I had her on once after that, and she admitted it messed her up for a while.
I'm sure.
I mean, my God, you know, the stuff they were doing there. Gee. Okay. So we're looking. I had one when Notre Dame played the University of Miami back in the day when they were reputed to be outlaws, which they were, but Notre Dame and outlaws too. It was billed as the Catholics versus the convicts.
Sheesh.
An all-time 30-30 ESPN was a great. T-shirts were made. Some people listening might even have one. Catholics versus convicts. Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, how about I take, I don't know, kind of a sad one here. How about the Great Depression? I mean, okay. I don't think there's anything that encapsulates that time in American history more than the Great Depression. I mean, what else do you want? Everyone was starving. Everyone was miserable. Right. Everyone was sad. The economy was in shambles. I mean, the Great Depression. It doesn't get worse than that. When they start comparing the economy to the Great Depression, you go, oh, man, oh, things are about to go bad.
It's like, it's the Great. It's just, you know.
Yeah. And then, you know what? Another one I'm going to take off the board. I'm going to keep being kind of negative here. How about Y2K?
Yes.
The end of the world. Everything's going to reset. The computer's going to malfunction because they're not going to know how to get to the year 2000. They're not going to know how to reset the dates. Everything's going to go crazy, haywire.
Well, I was just coming to the station, at that point in time, jumping from DB to here.
Okay.
And we're at lunch with the then program director and general manager, and the head of CBS, it was CBS Station N, orders the program director to be out of here at midnight, 11 o'clock that night. And the guy was the guy who founded WIP and made it what it is.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not doing it. And he had a Lizanna draw. I'm sitting there like, table. I know nothing that's going on here. Let me at it. It's a president of CBS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like, he's like the captain of Titanic. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going down with the ship.
And he didn't, as far as I know. And then it didn't pan out. I was filling in Baltimore, racing home that day. Because I told Ro, we'll be together. I'll be home.
Were the streets crazy? Like, was it like War of the Worlds where everyone's bumper to bumper?
No,
oh, really? Oh,
streets.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was the other way around. Like, everyone trying to get out of town.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Get the most remote place in Montana.
The number of shows. I bet at WWDB we had 12 to 15 guests on that all had a book with How to Survive Y2K. It was nuts.
All right, crazy.
Kirk, how about you?
I would say the dot-com bubble bust.
That's a good one. Mm. Yeah. That's how it's built. All right, that's the title. So we're looking for the branding aspect of this. Throw it in Manila. Aliyah Wader had the rumble in the jungle with George Foreman. The rope-a-dope was part of that. All-time rope-a-dope. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Jump in, hit us on the side question. The shutdown so far is... moving forward, and I'm seeing a lot more today about Bad Bunny and the halftime show and people saying there's going to be a counter halftime show. And I think even Henry was weakening of the capitalist urge there to say that, somebody's going to do it. Now, the puppy bowl you got to beat out first. So that's the thing. That's got a pretty big share. That's genius, the numbers that that gets. Could you get an extra quarter of million people to say, what the heck? I'm not going to let the NFL make me watch Bad Bunny and all the stuff that will go on. I think a lot of these people won't pay attention. And suddenly, you know what they'll be doing? They'll be at a party and they'll be looking for the Spanish button to try to turn it off when he comes on and saying, you ever get that? It happened a couple of times with Philly's broadcast. They got stuck in Spanish and you're doing anything. What the heck is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to happen. All right, so 855-839-1210. At 12:30, we're going to talk with the chief of police over in Gloucester City. Not only did they break up a robbery ring of two teenagers and a 19-year-old, they charged the parents. They charged the parents. And I think that headline was buried. I don't remember that happening here. He's going to lay it out. What a policy. I commend them. They're protecting everybody. When the parents just completely, apparently give up and let these kids go on a crime spree, or some people make the argument, what are you going to do? The kid's bad, Dom. Why are you charging the parent? Now, I'm going to side with this to say charge the parent. They'll be here at 12:30. All straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time. We didn't get this from Scott Presler the other day because we had other stuff that was going on. But our buddy Mike runs a great Twitter, Wake Up New Jersey, says that the September numbers, voter registration, Republicans up 2385, Democrats down 4382, Independents up 13286. Just another indicator of what's happening here. Now, Mikey Sherrill is out there on an, and has some veteran support, and they're kind of coming off what we saw with Pete Hegseth. She's attacking Hegseth yesterday, saying the U.S. military is never going to do what this guy is proposing and be like that. How outrageous it was. You had people saying, you notice the generals did not clap during this. You see, I don't know how much the generals clapped. They weren't going to go along with the dictator, meaning Trump, enunciating this with all the generals there. It was unprecedented. And guess what? Coming out of that, I was not in the camp of changing Department of Defense to Department of War. But Pete Hegseth made an argument that I thought was pretty compelling, even if it's subtle. And he said, Department of War, because we want people to know when it's war, this is going to be something you never want to do again. In other words, war is so horrible, we don't want to get there. It's not just about defense. It's about devastation. Now, I don't know if enemies get that by calling it Department of War or not. I thought it was, at that moment when I heard him say, I thought it was one of the better arguments. I don't see the problem with Department of Defense, the homeland and all that, but Alan West is going to be here today. Nobody better can speak about leadership, the generals, what's happened to the military, woke, etc. And I think they've corroded the military, you know, at some level, significant numbers in the Obama and Biden years, because that's how people advance. All right, we have the Communist Chinese Party flag flying, at least it was yesterday, over City Hall. And the Philadelphia Inquirer, oh, no, we got a lot of other stories to cover here. You know, we don't have any time for that. Why are you guys always telling us what to cover? Hey, remember Stephanie Farr, Henry, the woman who is counting Rocky statues and is outraged?
Of course.
We have one. A nice gift. Stallone led it at the top of the art museum steps. People love it. They have the one at the bottom, and they're running up to the top. State Senator Hughes and the woman that plays on Abbott Elementary, the older teacher character there.
Oh, yeah.
She was on this morning. Ro had Kelly and
Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Yes. Renewed their vows at the Rocky statue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I wonder if Stephanie Farr. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
They're not renewed. They don't count. She doesn't like Rocky at the art museum greeting people coming in. She doesn't like that we have another one. How long is that going to stay up there? It was supposed to be gone by now. I got to spot Stephanie Farr and see if I can get a quote. I think she'll be covering the, is it the Rocky run or something they do in November? Stallone comes back to town. There's something big that happens. Is Stallone going to be booed this time by these ingrates in Philadelphia because he's friendly with President Trump? Maybe. Maybe the Chester County Democrats will do a 14-point takedown of Rocky. It sucks.
Yeah, they'll be there out there on November 8th. That's when the run is.
Oh, November 8th. Okay.
Yeah, just pointing out. There's number one. There's seven.
Right.
There's 14 right there. I see it.
Or what's the bad Rocky? The bad Rocky is the fifth, right?
Yeah, three or five. Or even
a three's
six.
Not hard. Now, let's see. One, two, yeah. The comeback in three against Mr. T, is that what you're...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not horrible. The Tommy Gum one is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They'll probably say that's the greatest Rocky ever. That's their view of the world. And... they'll argue Godfather 3 is a classic. Come on, Chester. Henry, would you ask them to come on? Maybe they
sure.
Maybe in a weak moment they'll come on and tell them, we'll give them 2 minutes just to give us the highlights of their 14 points before I say a word. I'll let you introduce them. And now, the Chester County Democrats, whatever the name of the person is, they'll then say, here's point number one. You hate intellectuals. You're a fascist. IQ tests will be provided here. All right, let's go to, wait a minute. We're not going anywhere. We got the chief. Okay, we're going to talk with the chief of police. Then we're coming to your calls over in Gloucester City. They broke up a burglary ring, pretty significant, and they also charged the parents. They're next here on Talk Radio 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Fascinating story. The Gloucester City Police break up this robbery, alleged, they're not convicted yet, robbery ring that was pretty damaging. And the headline NBC 10 had in second place, the parents were also charged. Joining us is the Gloucester City Police Chief, Brian Morrell, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chief, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this seemed to be pretty extensive. Two of these alleged perpetrators are juveniles, and the other guy is from Cherry Hill, I believe, in 19. How extensive? What were the charges here overall?
So we've been able to tie, at this point, 19 separate vehicle burglaries to the three of them. So each has been charged, I think, with a minimum of 25 counts of burglary, theft, criminal mischief.
Wow.
And we're still waiting for other victims to come forward. We have a lot of recovered property that we've been able to locate victims. You know, we've been trying to get people to come forward. Unfortunately, not everyone has done so.
All right. So what do they do if they think they were a victim, Chief? Do they just call Gloucester City Police and then you'll be told
yes,
what to do? Okay.
Yes. Yep. Contact us. Contact our detective bureau and they'll arrange for you to come in, make the report, and to see if we have any of your property.
Now, the decision to charge parents, first of all, you know, what are the grounds for that? What's the exact charge in Jersey law when you charge parents?
So we have a city ordinance, and we've actually had it on the books since 1978 for parental responsibility for parents. And it basically lists out all the offenses for crimes committed by juveniles and the parents' responsibility to supervise them. And if they fail to do so, we can issue them a summons for violating the city ordinance.
Well, I support. So that's 48 years ago because, you know, over in Gloucester Township, they were doing something like this. They had those big problems. How many times, ballpark, Chief, would you say this has happened? Does it happen, you know, a few times a year where the parent might be charged, or has it rarely happened?
So we've utilized it probably a couple times a year.
Okay.
The last time we had something that this extensive was last summer or last spring. We had a large fight involving juveniles and adults. We arrested a multitude of juveniles for assault, assaulting police officers, and we charged probably 10 separate parents in that incident also.
So this involves, does it involve investigation or pro forma because the kid's out of control attacking cops, the parents
Correct.
Might be charged?
Yes. Any crime and disorder, we can charge the parents. Yes.
And what do you, your discretion on that, though, what do you have to have? Like in this case, is it just because of the number of this? How could the parents have any control at all? I mean, what do you go by to charge a parent?
So in this case, we utilized the time. It was 1:30 in the morning.
When we
encountered the suspects.
Okay.
So really, what are your children doing out at 1:30 in the morning is what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
You have no idea where they're at. And, you know, when our officers called them, they had no idea that their kids were out and about.
Yeah, pretty telling. So what's the possible penalty now in these cases? What have you seen over the years?
So in 2024, we actually, the municipal court upped the fine. So it's a maximum fine of $2,000 for the parent.
Okay. And again, they come into court, you present stuff like this, and a judge is the decider in this?
Correct. So we the judge will get the police report, we'll detail the incident to the judge, why we're charging the parents, and it's his discretion. Obviously, they have the right to an attorney there. It's his discretion. If they're found guilty, you know, the fine levied. So I will tell you, in the incident we had last year, it was very eye-opening for our judge because when we charged those parents, the parents were all in court at the same time, and the parents began fighting in the lobby of municipal court.
Oh, so, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he, at that point, he understood why we were doing what we did.
Yeah. So, and look, I like what you've done there because Gloucester Township, as I alluded to, and you know, was this a similar mm-hmm. incident? Was this like a carnival or a town event and all these kids show up and that's what happened in Gloucester Township also?
No, this was just a street fight.
Okay.
It started on social media and ended in the middle of a neighborhood. The Gloucester Township, so we've shared our ordinance with others, including Gloucester Township. I spoke about this ordinance at one of our chief's meetings in the springtime. Chief Harkins from Gloucester Township, it piqued his interest, and he got his mayor and council to adopt
something similar to what we did. Oh, the trail leads back to Gloucester City.
Yeah.
Good.
Because, it all leads back to Gloucester City. That's correct. Yeah.
I like Gloucester City, just for the record. I've been over there many times. Yep. And Chief, I hope this becomes more widely known because, again, 1:30 in the morning continuously, because a lot of these happen in the wee small hours. How in the world is that a responsible parent? Anything else you'd like to promote? Anything else you have coming up?
No, we just had our Gloucester Day event this past weekend. So in Gloucester, the next event wouldn't be until our Christmas event or holiday event in December. But we appreciate that this story has kind of caught fire. We've had a lot of attention on it, and we appreciate all the positive feedback that we've received.
Absolutely. Anytime, Chief, just let us know if there's something positive, something you want to promote. Happy to hear this. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Don.
All right, Chief Brian Morrell here on Talk to Henry. Thanks for getting him. Sometimes you heard what he said. Remember we talked with the Gloucester Township thing. Now, it was a little bit different, and we had on the Moms for Liberty. They were against this. They think it's too much government intrusion. I asked him, and you heard what he said. Well, we called them, where's your kid? 1:30 in the morning routinely. And how about this? The parents show up that are charged, 10 of them or whatever for the other, and a brawl breaks out there in police headquarters or wherever the judge is.
I mean, I could so see that happening and be like, it's your kid's fault.
Yeah, my kid? Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? My kid's an angel.
Yeah, exactly. 1:30 in the morning, and the one guy, the 19-year-old, I don't know if he's the ringleader, he's the only adult, but the other two are 16 and 17. And you heard what he said. I think all three have been charged with 25 different crimes violate at this point. They're still searching for more. So, yeah, is this not, look, I know that Wildwood has done, Mayor Ernie there, they've done similar things, calm things down on the boardwalk. And we know over in Jersey, if you haven't understood this over the years, when Jersey voted, and they did, people wanted to have recreational marijuana in Jersey. The then attorney general said, that's fine. Now, essentially, police can't go after adults of color, so they're going to go after kids. And they came up with all these cautions on police, like we're going to charge you with felonies. They took away the rights of the police to have a deterrent with these punk juveniles. In places like Ocean City, it broke out. This is how this stuff works. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. So I'd love to get your response. Does that seem reasonable? It does to me. And they've had it on the books since 1978. And now Gloucester Township has adopted it, maybe a little bit different, coming off that talk with the chief. Good for them. That's where I am. Moms for Liberty, I usually agree with. But this was, I think, Dan, the Moms, Henry, the Moms for Liberty person, too, is going to be a speaker at the big event October 10th.
Ooh.
And I will be, too.
Yeah.
Are you
following her or is she following you? Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I got to say, hey, can I be after? I got to get in the last word. And then after Zioli and Gravy, throw that in. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Jack Cettarelli is a big Gravy endorser.
Yes, he is.
He deserves more votes just for that. All right, give us your reaction to that, the side question, and also the Chester County Democrats. If they come on, this will be a festival. I can't get enough. So today's lesson was, you guys, you MAGA creeps, you hate intellectuals. You hate your betters. You don't want artists to paint. We're stopping them from painting. They're afraid. If they paint something Trump doesn't like, what might happen to them? And nice touch, Chester County Democrats saying, and they don't get humor. They don't get the humor of Jimmy Kimmel, the satire. They don't like jokes. It's speaking of jokes, man, we don't have audio. It's muffled. We'll play that coming up, though, Henry, and the visual, though. So youtube.com/1210. Madeleine Dean, the Dean of Decency, accosting Speaker Johnson in the hallway yesterday. And what we do know from several people, she wanted him to take the message to President Trump that he lay down for a while. He's unhinged. He's unwell. Madeleine, did you ever say that about Joe Biden? Let's just check the records out there in Montgomery County. All right, we'll play a little bit of that. There's not much sound. It's muffled, but you'll be able to see it visually, and I'll give you a little bit more and your calls at Talk Radio 1210. All right, they have rejected the continuing resolution bill in the Senate, but still you have three Democrats there going along with Republicans on this. So that's going to make a difference in the end. All right, Madeleine Dean, though, yesterday had the chance, youtube.com/1210, you'll see this, for pretty lengthy, pretty animated, can meet in the hallway. She just happened to be passing through Mike Johnson. And the reporters in the transcript from what they were able to hear, she was telling him, you need to tell the president he's unhinged. You need to tell the president he's unwell. Tell him he needs help. He's unwell. And I just thought, you know, we can't, even if you bump up the sound, you know, they kept distance from the reporters, essentially, and the room is echoey. Henry's rolling it now. The bottom line is, though, you're going to hear there you go.
And squeaking on the floor.
Yeah, the squeaking on the floor and everybody keeping him away and guards and all this. That this is a woman who never uttered a word and knew Joe Biden up close and personal several times. There was never anything. But Trump is the one. This is after the general's conference. He looks unwell. He looks deranged. Tell him that he's unhinged. I can see Mike Johnson. Madeleine Dean, Mr. President, says you're unhinged. She wants you to give her a call. Oh, my God. But the point is this. The suburbs of Philadelphia reek of these representatives. Is it racist? Oh, yeah. She's talking to there we go, Henry. That's about the sombrero thing. Look, do I think Trump should be putting guys in sombreros here and mustaches? No. But it's racist? I mean, who was it racist to? You know, he didn't put any Mariachi bands in there or anything, but, you know, he's trolling them. Again, is this necessary? No. All right, we got him on the run on the issues. Yeah, more hushed tone. And Mike Johnson was fairly animated, explaining what I just said. I don't know what else he said to her. Like, nice scarf. Usually has scarves.
What are you going to say when someone's pointing in your face? The double
right.
points
oh, yeah,
right
the
there.
Double
like,
points. Yeah.
You.
Yeah. But she is the suburbs. That's why I said that she was the leader of the pack, the Dean of Decency. Henry, do you know where that title comes from? Since we're talking today, like Thrilla and Manoa, Dean of Decency.
Decency.
Yeah, her last name is Dean.
Mm-hmm.
When she first ran, it seems like interminable, but it's only three cycles ago. She claimed she was running in Montgomery County, and this guy came pouring rain. His hair slicked down, all matted. He didn't have an umbrella. And he said, I walked a mile in the rain just to tell you one thing. Like the scene in The Graduate, plastics. Decency. Go back to Washington and restore decency.
Decency.
That's right. Trump was president. That's where I got it from. And immediately it crystallized, the Dean of Decency. And then Mary Gay Scanlon joined with her. The Houlihan joined with mm-hmm. her. Wild is out. McKenzie beat her. I don't know who the fourth would be here in the air. We need another blonde woman that hectors us.
I'm sure we can find one.
Let's get the Karen with the baseball and run her for office. She would fit in with
down
this
in Florida?
Yeah, down in Florida, yeah. Let's get her to come up here and run for office. My goodness, though. You're right, and she's doing the double pointing thing.
Yeah, it's you.
Unhinged. That's
it's
right.
You.
It's you.
You're unhinged.
You're unhinged. You're unwell.
And
you're out of order.
And if you notice in the clip, yeah. You notice that there's like a lot of security around
yes.
around him.
Yeah.
So as each time as she's pointing, yeah. pointing, they move closer
yeah,
and closer.
Right, yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness. I only had her on once, and we argued about potholes. That's why she was on. something like, I know that you're always saying we've not fixed, she was a state representative, we're not fixing
yeah.
potholes. That is untrue. We do fix the potholes, and we're off to the races.
Fix some potholes.
And
fix
I may have said Madeline versus Madeline, you know, emphasize.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were off mm-hmm. to the whole type of thing. But the Philadelphia Inquirer, Joe DiStefano, the business reporter who listens, you know, occasionally, is the one that tracked her down, her husband, the profits they were making. I want to bring us all the family business together here. His bicycle business where in communist red China. And they have a mansion, they have a big house at the shore, and it comes from that. I guess she would be out there flying the hey, Madeline, why don't you fly the communist flag over Montgomery County, the courthouse
decency
there, since we're doing it in Philadelphia today. All right, let's go to, we got people waiting quite a while. Let me go to David in Somerset. I haven't heard David in a while. David, can get him in. Oh, sorry there, Joe. My fault there. Balky here. Sorry, Joe. Let's go to David. Hey, David. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing? It's
good.
Great to talk to you again. Hey, the one thing about the Chester County Democrats is that if they're asking how to identify a fascist, they should just look in the mirror.
Well, that's true. But can you imagine now they're, you know, they stretched it out to 14 points, David. Geniuses.
it's unbelievable, you know, that they and they just won't stop with this when, you know, it's been pointed out to them the type of anger that they're building up. But I draw this analogy all the time. They are looking to build the sans-culottes from the French Revolution.
Yes.
And they're building these people on the street that are just going to start accosting people because that's what they want. They want some type of. They want anarchy. They don't want us ever to be united as a group of citizens. They want us to be at each other's throats.
Going after the Supreme Court justices at their home. Best example. David,
exactly.
What's your side today?
Where's the beef?
News coming.
Dave Thomas went into a crowded market when he got into the hamburger market with Wendy's, and he was able to make his business what it is today. And I mean, the man was just incredible. There's a show on the History Channel. It's called The Foods That Changed America. There's one about him. You have to watch it. It's fantastic.
Thanks, David. As always, great to hear from you. Great wide receiver, although he had a bad day that day when I threw the ball. You've seen that tape, though. I was trying not to hit the
low ceilings.
Low ceilings.
You know, nice place. Yeah, I don't want to be the guy that breaks something.
I put it right on the money, and Jim is a pretty small target. I mean, that was a tough throw. I have a guy in a bear suit there with me and all. You know, come on.
He's coming after you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the great Colonel Alan B. West next. What did he think of Pete Hegseth yesterday and the generals? I don't think he's a generals guy. He's a colonel. All right, that's straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.